Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Zevachim, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. To bring a carbon, you have to know what you're doing. There are four main avoidas when it comes to a carbon. Shchita, shechting the animal. Kabbalah, that's catching the blood in a bowl. Hailacha, going, that means bringing the blood to the Mizbeach. And Zrika, throwing or putting the blood on the walls or the corners, the horns of the Mizbeach. But when it comes to karbanis, it's not only what you do that matters. It's what you think. What a person thinks during the hakrava of a karban could very much affect whether the karban is kosher or not. One example of what could be a problem is that in your mind, you're not thinking about the right karban. Let's say you're bringing in a karban oila, but in your mind you're thinking, this is for a shlame. So the karban is not lishma. You know, at the end of Avos, we learned about Torah lishma. In this context, lishma means for the purpose of the karban, for its sake. Bringing a karban oila thinking that it's a shlamim, in other words, offering it for the sake of another karban is called shaloi lishma. So what happens if you bring a karban for the wrong purpose? And the answer is it depends on the karban. Our Mishnah begins. We begin, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, Mesechtes Zvachim, and Seder Kaddishim. May Kaddish Baruch Hu give us the Siyata Deshmaya, the Kayach, the Yishuv Hadas, the Menuchas HaNefesh, that we can learn Seder Kaddishim together. Zok the Heilige Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Mesechtes Zvachim, Kol HaZvachim, all Karbanis, Shen Nizbuchu, that were Shechted, Sheloi Lishma, not for their own sake, but thinking of a different carbon. Kesherim. The carbon is still kosher. In other words, as the Batanura explains, if this is an oila, and it was shechted l'shem shlamim, the kohen should continue the avoda as he would with any carbon. He should do the kabbalah, he should catch the blood, the halacha, bring it to the mizbeach, the zrika, then there's the burning of the emerim, the parts that are burnt on the mizbeach. All of this should be done, obviously, with the right intention. And the meat of this carbon could be eaten. Again, kol hazvachim ol karbanis, shenizbuchu that were shechted, sheloi lishman, kesherim are kosher. As explained, the kohen has to keep going. He can't change anything. El, the only drawback is, sheloi olu lebailim l'shem chayv, but they don't count for the owner to fulfill his chayv. He has to bring another carbon. Let's say this owner was bringing a carbon oil because he promised, he made a neder to bring a carbon oil, or he was required to bring one. Now this oil was shechted with the thought in mind that it's a carbon shlamim. So the carbon is kosher, but he has to bring another oil in its place. And hopefully that second oil will be shechted l'shem oil. Zakta batanura, this is dafka a carbon yachid, an individual who brings a carbon, that we say this halacha, that if the kohen didn't have the right thing in mind, it's not a good carbon. But karbona sibur that was shechted shaloi lishman, the whole sibur has to bring a carbon, let's say the carbon tamid. The sibur does not have to bring another carbon. When it comes to the sibur, when you shechted it, automatically gets applied to the right thing. Furthermore, says the batanura, even in regard to a carbon yachid. So you're telling me if I have to bring a carbon oila, and it's shechted l'shem shlam, it's a kosher carbon, but I have to bring another carbon oila, that's dafka if I shechted it l'shem ashlamim. But let's say I just didn't think anything. I brought the carbon oila, I didn't have beferish in mind for a carbon oila. Then the balam are yaitza. Now, is every carbon kosher if you shechted shaloi l'shmai? No. Here are the exceptions. Chutz min ha-pesach. One exception is the carbon pesach. Umin achatas, and the other is a carbon chatas. If you shecht a carbon oila or a carbon chatas for a different carbon, not only does the owner have to bring another pesach or a chatas, but this carbon itself is pasul. We don't continue with the other avodos, like the zrika of the dam or burning it on the mizbeach. It's a pasul of carbon, and for sure not to eat its meat. Now, by the way, when we say you shechted it shaloi l'shma, so we're just using shchita because it's the first of the four avodos. The same is true if you were zorik the dam shaloi l'shma, you were makabel the dam shaloi l'shma. Now remember, who brings a carbon pesach? Everybody. I mean, unless you're not kosher to bring a carbon Pesach. A person has to have bris milah. He has to be tahar. Otherwise, everyone brings a carbon Pesach. A chatas is brought for certain types of aveiras. Zok the Mishnah weiter. HaPesach bizmanoi. When you shech the carbon Pesach, thinking it's for a different carbon, and we say that it's pasul, that's only during the time that you're supposed to shech the carbon Pesach, which is from midday Erev Pesach, mechatzoy siyom of Erev Pesach, until the evening. But before that or afterwards, so there's a rule that a Pesach during the rest of the year automatically becomes a shlamim and has the same din of a shlamim. So this halach, that if you shecht it for the wrong carbon, that the carbon itself is pasul by a carbon Pesach, ha-Pesach in regard to the Pesach bizmanoi. It's only during the time of the carbon Pesach. Again, Erev Pesach from Chatzais until the evening. But v'hachatas, as it pertains to the carbon chatas, where we say that if you shecht it for the wrong carbon, the carbon itself is pasul, that's b'chalzma. That's any time of the year. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Af ha'asham, add one more carbon to this list. That if you shecht it, shalai l'shman, the carbon itself is pasul. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that's not only true for a Pesach and a Chatas, it's also true for a carbon asham. We're going to see later, Bez Hashem Yisbrach, when you bring a carbon asham. But either way, if you shecht the asham for a different carbon, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not just that the Baalim have to bring another asham. The carbon itself is pasul. HaPesach bizmanai, so there are three carbonis, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that are pasul if you shecht the shalei l'shman, the carbon Pesach only during the time that you're supposed to shecht the carbon Pesach. The Chatas ve'asham, and both the Chatas and the asham become pasul b'cholzman, anytime. And Rabbi Eliezer explains why he's adding asham to the list. Omer Rabbi Eliezer said, HaChatas ba'al chet. When do you bring a carbon Chatas? You are over a chet. Ve'asham ba'al chet. And asham also comes when you're over a chet. Again, we'll see later which types of chatoim require a carbon asham and which types require a Chatas. But either way, both are brought because of a chet. So therefore, machatas, just like in the case of a chatas, psula, it is pasul, shalai l'shma, if it's shechted not for the sake of a chatas, afa asham, the same is true for a carbon asham, pasul, shalai l'shma. It's pasul if it's shechted not for its own sake, but for the sake of a different kind of carbon. Okay, so what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that all karbanis that were shechted for a different carbon, let's say you shechted a carbon oila for the sake of a shlamim, or any of the other avoidas, the carbon itself is kosher. You continue to process the carbon. But if this person was mechuyev to bring a carbon oila, either he promised to bring one, or there are different reasons one is obligated to bring a carbon oila, he still has to bring another one. But the carbon itself is kosher. We continue to process the carbon, and you can eat the meat. The exception to this rule is, where we say that if you shecht it for the wrong reason, it's completely pasul, that's by a carbon Pesach and a carbon Chatas. Carbon Pesach is only if you shecht it for the wrong carbon during the time that you shecht the carbon Pesach, and a Chatas is at any time. The carbon itself is pasul. Rabbi Eliezer says, add to that list a carbon Asham. Just like a carbon Chatas is brought for an Aveira, and we say that if the Chatas was brought thinking it's a different carbon by one of the four avoidos, the carbon itself is pasul, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the same is true for a carbon asham. Okay, that's the Mishnah of the Chazara. Now, Lamaisa, how do we know this? So the Batanura says, from the Gemara, the Pasuk says, in Parshas Kisetze, Kapitel Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Dalet, Moitza Svasecha Tishmar, you have to observe, you have to carry out what comes out of your lips, V'yasisa Kasha Nedarta, you have to do what you presented as a neder l'Hashem alekecha, nedava shedibarta beficha. Now, neder and nedava are two different things. There are a lot of differences. We'll explain them later. We'll see it throughout the Masechta. But basically, a neder is what you promise, and a nedava is what you donate. So, is it a neder or a nedava? Which one? So, why does the Pasuk first say neder and then nedava? The answer is, the Pasuk is telling us as follows. If you did what the neder was, then you're Yaitza. If not, because it was shechted or processed for a different carbon, by the Zrika, by the Kabbalah, you had to mind a different carbon, So very nice. You donated a carbon, but you weren't yoytze your chayv. So in other words, if you have a neder, do it right. If not, it becomes a nedava. It's very nice to donate karbanos, but you still have to bring another one for your neder.